This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, Tony. This is Bobby calling from Pennsylvania. I'm calling today about my ghost story that I want to share with you folks. The place that I'm talking about here is called the Paley Battlefield. I went there in the summer of 2011, which is located in Malvern, Pennsylvania. And the reason they call it the Paley Battlefield is there was a Paley Tavern that was adjacent down the street. And that was really the only landmark that anybody had there where they could identify where this location was. But during the Revolutionary War, obviously it was Britain, or the British versus the Patriots, the American Patriots at the time. And on September 20th to the 21st, I guess overnight during that date, 1777, 53 American Patriots were killed. And they were ambushed by bayonet in the middle of the night. A total, I believe, of over 270 American Patriots died within the night or two around that battle there. But it was a critical battle as they were trying to fight, overtake Philadelphia. And I think the British had already captured most of the city, and they were working, kind of pushing the American Patriots back out to what we call today in the modern suburbs. So my story starts where I had heard from a number of people about, you know, you gotta check this battlefield out. It is crazy haunted. People always get EVPs, and people always get, you know, see things and hear things and have paranormal experiences there. So at the time, I was just starting out in my paranormal investigator career. And like when we're young, we do some stupid things, and we go by ourselves sometimes because you can't really get people to come with you when you feel like going at times. So what happened was I went in the summer of 2011 by myself, and the field was about 44 acres. It's not very, very big. It is dense woods, part of it, and then there's an open clearing where it's just kind of grass. And they do mow it and keep it down. So sometimes you have kids playing, you know, sports there and so on and so forth. It is a historical park in that area. I believe it was purchased in the 1990s, preparatory school that owned the property. And then they finally sold it. And then they dedicated the land there. Now, there was a monument there going back from the 1800s with a fence around it, but it was just a small area. But since the school, you know, owned it, there wasn't much anybody could do as far as preservation and so on and so forth. But 1996, they sold the property and moved forward with creating a memorial park for these individuals. One of the reasons I wanted to reach out to you, because when I was walking through the park, you know, one of the very few times in my investigative career that I actually experienced a kind of electrostatic, you know, feeling in on my arms. Hair kind of stands up on your arms, on my back and my neck. I was walking through the park, heading back towards the woods. Now, the problem with this park is that since it is a public park, you're open to get contamination on your EVPs from people, you know, playing in the park and carrying on noise. There's people walking dogs and dogs barking. But this one particular morning, I went about 8:30 in the morning, and I had about 45 minutes of just no one around. I didn't see a soul. I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear any dogs barking, nothing. You can vaguely hear traffic in the background, but it was really, really minute. So I was walking back towards the woods, and I sat on a large boulder on a rock. I was trying to get my senses as to where the actual massacre occurred. And there are some milestones there. You can look on the ground and see where, you know, certain troops were and so on and so forth. So I was sitting on this rock, this large rock, and I said, well, let me try to see if I can communicate with one of the spirits that might be here. Because I had a weird sensation just maybe a minute or two before that where I had this electrostatic energy kind of go through my body. And like I said, I've investigated probably over 100 different public and private buildings to this date, but never did I really fear something so strong. And it's amazing because this is kind of old energy, 1777, we're talking hundreds of years old. And but the energy was very strong. So getting back to what happened, I said, well, let me pull out one of my voice recorders. And it is an older Sony voice recorder. I love the older recorders. They seem to pick up more EVPs because they kind of generate the white noise in the background. And I say, well, let me just go ahead and lock off this recorder for a couple minutes and see if I get anything. I really didn't ask any questions. I just wanted to kind of sit and kind of let the environment come to me and absorb kind of any of the energy that might be in the battlefield. And I want to go ahead and play one of the EVPs that I caught at the battlefield. And it sounds like a man saying, help me. But it is male's voice, but it does sound like the man saying to help me. So I'll go ahead and play it. Okay, so you can hear it says help me there. I can go ahead and maybe play it again. So any of the listeners maybe didn't get it the first time, they can hear it again. So let me go ahead and clip this out and play it for you. So you can clearly hear there that there is a kind of a modulated voice saying help me. Interesting, because I imagine if somebody was, you know, bayoneted over sleeping in a tent or an encampment, and all of a sudden British troops kind of just came up and just massacred them, and most of them died by the stabbing of the bayonets, unfortunately. So that was a remarkable, one of my better EVPs that I caught at the Paoli battlefield. Now, I've since gone back maybe a handful of times over the years. But this experience, my first experience there, seemed to be the most profound, you know, where I got the most evidence and EVPs, I guess, at the location. So, well, there you go. Yeah, there's my ghost story for today. I have other ghost stories I can share with you in the future with you and your listeners, and I'll be glad to do that. But for today, hope you enjoyed it. It was one of the better EVPs, like I said, that I caught at the battlefield. All right, thank you, Tony, and keep up the good work.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.